We gather gratefully this morning here in St. Vincent de Paul Church, where Christine was baptized 96 years ago. And we're grateful to Father Dick Lawrence and the people of St. Vincent's to help us celebrate and give thanks for her life. Happy also that Father Mike Orchick, the pastor of the Shrine of the Little Flower Church, can be with us today, because this was Christine's parish, the shrine was, for so many years, and Father Joe Bonadio from St. Francis of Assisi and Oak Crest. Christine never made it to Oak Crest, though, did she, Joe? Yeah. She wanted to stay right where she was. That's right. So here we are in the goodness of God's love, gathering to thank the Lord for the gift of Christine Walter. The scripture, as we have heard her rightfully praised, a valiant woman, a woman of faith, a woman called to share God's love with her daughters, Donna and Linda, her stepson, John, 8 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, and the apple of her eye, her great-great-grandson, D'Angelo, also known as Danny. 96 years ago, in the house that stood across the street from this church at 209 Front Street, Christine came into a very different world than the one we know today. Her education in the public schools and business school prepared her for secretarial work at Blum's and later the Whitaker Paper Company. To the great relief of her father, she married John Walter when she was 28. Even though, as we shared yesterday, many letters were exchanged with the sailors of the Italian tall ship, the Amerigo Vespucci. Christine always loved to dance. It didn't matter where. At home, on Decker Avenue, later on Seidel Avenue, or in the streets of Little Italy at the holiday celebrations. Her life revolved around her family. She was outgoing and affable. But if, according to Donna, you were not family, you were a stranger, but even though you were welcomed. Without question, her latest and greatest joy was being able to go to her great-great-grandson Danny's first birthday party to celebrate together the oldest and the youngest, the rock of the family, with all those whose lives she touched, and her love and her good advice, lessons never to be forgotten. In the gospel, we heard Jesus speak to each of us with the good advice that we cannot ever forget. He came that we would have the fullness of life and being able to serve one another, especially the least of our sisters and brothers. Surely, Christine is able to say, "Yes, dear Lord, I certainly did it." As Jesus welcomes her and asks her simply, "Did you love me?" For all the special favors of life, the houses, the big jobs, the cars, the clubs, the famous people, when our hour comes, Jesus will ask us, each of us, the same question as he has asked Christine, "Did you love me?" Today we pray that we may one day enjoy the same peace and everlasting happiness in God's family, embraced in the loving care of Jesus Christ, our brother, and in the arms of this truly valiant woman, Christine Walter. Christine, may you rest in peace and know God's loving joy forever.